Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The Liberal government and Canada Post colluded to delay bargaining for postal workers and have effectively stolen tens of millions of dollars from postal worker dues, and stolen a month's worth of wages from 55,000 postal workers. Workers have one power against corporations and governments: the right to remove their labor. Millions have been spent in vain for strike pay, and postal workers have lost a month's wages while exercising this right. With the unilateral order by Minister Stephen McKinnon to end the strike, he has effectively stolen that money because there is no pressure left for Canada Post to bargain, erased like chalk off a blackboard. An early Christmas gift from Trudeau. The government claims the back-to-work order is about getting food and medicine to First Nations, whom the CUPW strongly support. This issue was well known, and management should have made arrangements for it as they do for social assistance and pension checks, which postal workers have delivered despite any job action. This is a made-up crisis produced by management, and I am certain provisions could have been made, but instead, McKinnon got creative. So now Minister McKinnon has come up with a creative way to end the strike. Creative it is not, criminal maybe. What McKinnon has effectively done is force postal workers back to work so that Canada Post can continue to drag their feet for another 6 months, and then if the union needs to strike again, oops. There is no more strike fund because Minister McKinnon stole those 4 weeks of pressure and flushed it down the toilet. McKinnon knows, as I know, that Canada Post is horrible in binding arbitration, so he gave the management team that created this crisis a free pass. So the 4 weeks postal workers were out is erased like it never happened, while Canada Post maintains all their power, and has the full support of their owners, the government. It seems that many issues south of the border have woken up American workers to the fact they are fighting a class war and not a culture war. Western politicians are desperately trying to dupe voters into believing their neighbors or other workers are the problem. This is done to deflect voters' attention from the erosion of worker rights, theft of their wages, and rising prices from corporations. Labor laws were brought about to herald labor peace so that wildcat strikes did not occur anymore. It is time for the Canadian Labor Congress to step up to the plate and make some noise. Hopefully about a general strike. If not, let the wildcat strikes begin. And hopefully sooner rather than later, because a government breaking laws takes years to correct in the courts, when we could follow the path of the workers in France and just stop working until the government stops breaking the law. Mark Everd, retired postal worker and union representative, East Ferris.